Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. The Michigan State Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund is over $3 billion in debt. Meanwhile, unemployed workers are now getting only 20 weeks of state benefits, and federal benefits are likely to be cut. Sounds like we're between a rock and a hard place. To talk about what we should do next, I'm joined by Charlie Owens, director of the Michigan chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business. Welcome to the program, Charlie.
Good to be here.
So legislation is moving quickly here to address this huge debt in our unemployment fund, although isn't it going to be a long time before we dig ourselves out of this hole?
Yeah, it's going to take a while, no matter how we approach it. But we think that the approach that's being taken by these bills that are now in the legislature will get us there. But there's no easy way to get there. It's a lot of money. But the bills would issue revenue bonds to pay for the $3 billion. We're basically, I guess if you wanted to use an example, it's kind of like refinancing your credit card debt with a consolidation loan. That'll be a payment that's easier for you to handle, and then we just have to be careful that we don't run that card anymore.
Now, when you look at this reduction of 6 weeks in the state unemployment benefits, how much of an impact is that really going to have then on reducing this huge debt?
We estimate that to be between $300 and $400 million in savings a year. Keep in mind that that isn't implemented until next year.
We pay unemployment insurance taxes. Did that was just not able to keep up with the amount of benefits being used in Michigan?
Yeah, it's a simple matter. More money was going out than was coming in. And, of course, you know, it's because Michigan, more than any other state, has just really had a heck of a time with unemployment. I think it's also important for your listeners to know that the unemployment insurance system is totally 100% financed by businesses, by employers, by job providers, with a tax on payroll. Employees don't contribute anything to it. Regular citizen taxpayers don't contribute anything to it. No money comes out of the general fund. Totally financed by employers and businesses in Michigan.
I see. Well, then again, this is money that's used once employers let go or lay off their workers, is it not?
Correct. The idea of the Act, the Michigan Unemployment Act, is to provide temporary assistance to a worker who has lost their job through no fault of their own, which typically means that the business or the employer in question isn't making any money, doesn't have any work for them.
Now, you say that Michigan's unemployment insurance system is slower, more expensive, and less effective than neighboring states, although we're certainly not more generous than states in the Midwest. Many pay a bit more than we do on our weekly maximum unemployment benefit. Why is it that our system is more expensive then?
Well, the reason is, and again, this is part of the legislation that the legislature is working on right now. We have a very complicated process that allows, from our perspective, claimants who probably shouldn't be claiming benefits to claim benefits. And there's an adjudication process there, and there's an appeals process there. And part of what we're trying to do is make it clear what it means to say someone has lost their job through no fault of their own. For example, and I know that a lot of the folks that don't agree with this approach have claimed that we're making it tougher on workers to collect and we're being unfair. Well, I mean, if you just look at a few of the things we're doing, I think most people with common sense would agree that someone who's doing these things has lost their job through their own fault and therefore is not contemplated in being covered by the Act. For example, you disappear from your job for three or more days without contacting the employer, having a relative contact the employer, a spouse contact the employer and say, hey, someone is sick, someone's been in an accident. I mean, you just totally disappear for 3 days. We're going to consider that a quit. And when I tell folks some of these things, the reaction I usually get is, you mean that's not a quit now? No, not necessarily. And that's part of the problem with the system. Another example is, let's say an employee loses their job qualification because of something they did, which is their fault. And I'll give you an example. A truck driver gets a drunk driving conviction and loses their driver's license. Well, if they're working for me and their job is to drive a truck and you don't have a driver's license, I don't really have any work for them, do I? So I let them go, and we're saying that that's an example of someone losing a job through their own fault. They shouldn't be allowed to collect unemployment benefits for that.
I'm talking to Charlie Owens, the director of the Michigan chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business. Although, Charlie, the vast majority of people that collect unemployment benefits are doing so legitimately. And I guess that leads me to ask you, do you think sometimes businesses are a little too quick to throw employees out of work and to lay them off?
No, I don't think so. And here's the reason I say that. If you look at the way the tax is applied to payroll, employers that do that pay the absolute maximum rates for this tax. And I'll give you an example. The lowest you can pay in this tax is 0.6%. That's somebody who hasn't laid anybody off in 5 years. The most you can pay is 10.3%, and that's somebody that's laid a lot of people off. And let me just stop a minute and say, I'm not trying to paint an employer or a business that's laid a lot of people off as bad, because, I mean, let's just look at our auto industry. It's not really the business's fault often that they find themselves in an economic quandary. But my point is, you pay dearly if you just willy-nilly lay people off for no reason. You're going to be at the top rate. You're going to pay a lot of money in payroll taxes. And frankly, that's probably the way it should be because you're using the system. We call that experience rating.
Why don't employers more often consider things like offering maybe a reduced salary or reworking a situation with a worker rather than simply laying them completely off?
I think a lot of businesses do that. I just don't think it's quantified. And let me explain what I mean. I think when a really large business that you and I would both agree is a big business do those kinds of programs, that's something that there's data reported to the Department of Labor, and so you might find some quantification of that. When smaller businesses just do that, I mean, they just kind of do it, and it's not anything that's reported or where there's a record of it so you can use that to try and measure. And it's not uncommon for an employer with 10 employees to just say, look, there's two ways we can do this. I can lay two of you off completely, or we can all take a pay cut and everyone keeps working. And I think that does go on. And I think if you recall, in this last economic financial crisis that we had, you might have recall reading about how a lot of employers stopped contributing to 401ks. They stopped the employer match. You know, in a lot of places, the employee gives a certain amount and then the employer matches it. And a lot of employers stop the match. And the reason for that was, we can stop your 401k match, or we can lay people off. So, I mean, that's an example. And then you see it in maybe other benefits like health insurance where, you know, we had a no-deductible health insurance plan. Now we're going to go to a $500 deductible. Again, that saves the company money. We won't have to lay people off if we do that. So I think those decisions do get made. I think where it's harder for those decisions to be made is in a collective bargaining environment where you have a unionized workforce. The employer is not able to unilaterally make those changes without coming to an agreement with the labor union. And sometimes labor unions prefer to have people laid off than to accept benefit cuts.
Oh, one last question. Do you think that in the current Michigan job market, 20 weeks of benefits is enough time for a worker to find new employment?
Keep in mind that we're up to about 99 weeks when you consider the 20. I'm talking about right now. Now, in 2012, we'll go to 20 weeks, but right now it's 26 weeks plus, you know, extended federal benefits. It's possible for a person to be collecting up to 99 weeks. And as you know, Congress is even debating extending that. So keep in mind that if ours is 20 weeks and the federal government extends benefits, then it would be extended from the 20. So it was only the state program that will be at 20. The short answer to your question is I think that 20 is the new 26 as far as states go. A lot of people make a lot about Michigan is the only state to do this. Well, we're the first state to do it. I don't think we're going to be the only one. Florida's already done it on a temporary basis. There are at least four or five other states that are looking at it. And the reason is the same. They've come to the same place that we are. Their trust funds are bankrupt. They've got this debt to the federal government that's growing. And it's just a case of, you know, they have to cut back. And so I think you're going to see Michigan not be alone pretty soon. With regard to the duration of benefits.
It shouldn't surprise us also, I'm guessing, that we might see some folks leaving Michigan to find jobs elsewhere if they aren't able to find jobs in that amount of time.
Well, and that's been happening all along.
Indeed.
I mean, and that's not a good thing, but, you know, it's reality. And hopefully we can get things squared away here. And on the national level, so that we can, you know, the answer to all these problems is jobs.
Indeed. Charlie Owens, director of the Michigan chapter of the National Federation of Independent Business. Charlie, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure, Michael.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.